Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. We are in day three for the marketing challenge for creatives. And I'm so glad that everybody is participating, that who has joined the call. So thank you. So today I wanted to talk more about, if you would write your name in the chat, just say where you're calling from, if you like to introduce yourself to everybody. Today I wanted to really talk about, we talked a little bit about yesterday about, you know, when and where and how you can find your tribe or your avatar now that you've created one. It's like, hey, I create this avatar. This is what I want, but where do I find everybody? And so we talked a little bit about that yesterday. And so today I'm going to talk about a way. I use mind maps or Simple Mind or Node, or there's lots of software that's free out there that you can grab and download into your computer and do a kind of a visual mind map about what it would look like. So I just did, I'm going to do a screen share and show you one of them. I have several of them. I usually like to do them for every product or service I'm offering. I usually do it because it really helps me. Here, I'm going to move the top bar down again so you can see it. And there we go. So this is kind of what I do whenever I have a new product or service, or maybe I have, I'm doing something for a client or whatever. I create a mind map. This is created under Mind Node or Simply Node or something. But anyway, you go in there and you create the account and then you create it. So this is a PDF or JPEG, if you will, of one of them. So I did one for a client. She's offering doula services, doula giver services. And so the chart is really about promoting. The main picture, as you see in the center, is called promote and social. It's like, how am I going to promote my services? So this gives you a good idea. Okay, so you learn some ideas of how, where you can find your people. So now you're going to say, okay, how am I going to promote to them? So if you start with your promote social, I have found that when I've done that, when I had a pie business, I did my social media planning and my marketing before I even launched my business. And I just started posting earlier and to gain some traction to interest for people to find out what I'm doing. And it amazingly was very well received, and I had lots of activity on my business. We're no longer a business, but at the time when I was doing it. So so these are some of the channels or ideas you might want to think about, like who. So this is like putting your social media strategy into place. So let's start with who. Who is going to be interested in doula giver services? Well, people usually that are 50 plus or older are more interested in services toward their end of life, because we're all going to leave the earth. But these are the people that tend to think about those things when they get older, when they have kids or they have grandchildren. They start to think about, okay, I need to create a game plan for, you know, when I get older. So who? So that's the audience for the doula giver. Baby boomers. And then we talked about, so today we're going to talk about how. So where am I going to find them? And so these are the places of, you know, online platforms, you know, website. I'm going to find them on LinkedIn, Twitter, social media, Pinterest, Alignable. It's all the networks that you play on right now or are the best ones for you. And when is always, to me, it's always ongoing. You're always posting there, or you're seeking out groups or other people to join so that you may reach out to the boomers, for instance, in this case, and whoever your customer, you've decided who is yours. So the online platform is the website. As I mentioned earlier, it'd be a your blog. That's where you're going to have a lot of your information, and you're going to be sharing to LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, you know, whatever your social media networks are that you like to play on, or you're finding that your clients are coming to you from. And then you have your network meetings. You want to get out there and network, you know, in person, face to face, you know, join other networking groups, check out which ones are going to work for you, maybe join them, maybe not. There's the lunch club. That's an online group. You get matched or you get picked. You can do meetings locally, that type of thing. So these are more local events or online networking opportunities. And then you're going to have, so that's where you're going to find them. And then you might do a video blog, you know, like using video rather than in written form, right? So if you're going to do that, you might have a YouTube channel and have a playlist. You might have a podcast, and YouTube or Anchor or whatever. Anchor doesn't, it was bought out by Spotify, but they still honor that. And then you might do some lunch and learns. You might find them at the libraries, workplaces, different associations. And then you might offer memberships or different things, or group services or products. So it depends, you know, it all depends of how you want, what's going to fit for you in your business. And then you have promote social. I was talking to, I think it was Gail, was it Lisa? Gail the other day about partnerships and alliances. Like the YMCA, go to the YMCA and say, hey, you know, I have this great program for mothers and daughters. I'd really like to offer it with you. How can we work together to get it done? So those are your partnerships, alliances, or collaborations. And then this is another thing I do personally is kindness opportunities, speaker presentations, conferences, kindness events, you know, things like that, that are going to get these 50 plus people in so you may engage with them. Any questions so far? No. Okay. How are you going to deliver that? So you're going to deliver it through webinars. Maybe you have a mini class online or in person. You might once again go back over here and have an online platform on your website. So if I can move it over, I would. But you could have how, it's like that. How are you going to deliver your promote your services or social? How are you going to do that? And then you have what are you offering to be in service? So doula services, coaching, self-care, pre-planning, paperwork, blogging, maybe introducing the idea of creating a legacy for themselves. And then there's other opportunities that, or you can just list other opportunities that you want to explore, but they're not urgent. So maybe for you, looking at other groups that you'd like to check out, but it's something you're interested in doing, but you haven't done it yet. So that's kind of, and then also you might want to take a look at maybe joining memberships or starting one. You might, if you need financial support, if you don't need a loan, you can look at some grants. And there's group services or products. So the best way to, you know, we're always in sales, you know, so people say, oh, I'm not in sales. We all are in sales every day. If you have kids, you're in sales. You're selling them to clean up their room, or getting them to participate in household chores, or getting their homework done. So you're always in sales. So whether you're a parent or whether you're in business, we're always in sales, right? So we're always looking for ways to be of service. So rather than calling it sales, new term seems to be more about serving people. How can I serve you? And how can we join in partnership to get more sales, to get more subscribers? How could we do that? Right. And there's lots of different ways to do that. But this is just how I want you for homework. This would be homework. Tomorrow you'll make your presentation about how you did this and how it worked out well for you. And you may not have as much as I do. That's okay. But just the idea is when you see that visually, you can say, oh, okay, now I know. And then how am I going to schedule it? So how are you going to schedule to do your webinars, your mini classes? How are you going to blog on your website? How are you going to create a program? And then also you have to create your, to get subscribers, your new newsletter list. How are you going to get more subscribers? So, your main focus probably right now is just getting subscribers for your newsletter. And then second one, it might be doing your blog or getting your website together. Even if it's just right now, they're saying websites are really kind of non-existent, but I still think it's important to have one, even if you just have a page. The number one page on a website is about who are you, what do, what do you offer, how do you help your customer or whoever you're serving. And then the other page could be just about, the services I offer. Service and advocacy, whatever it is that you offer, you have a list of services. So you still want to be interactive, but you still want to be found online. And there's all kinds of different tools you can use to help you to get more people in on your website, to be found, to be known, because that's what you want to do is get become known. And if you don't have a website, you don't have a presence online, or you don't have any presence on your social media, because even on social media, you want to have a call to action. What is the call to action when you're on Twitter or whenever you're on Facebook? You have a Facebook page. Great. Call to action is what? You're sharing not only your products and services, but you're also asking them to do something. So that's the part of the journey we talked about, creating the journey. How the journey, when they engage with you, how do they engage with you? Do you get them to sign up for a newsletter first, and then you start delivering content. Don't keep selling them. A newsletter is not really meant to sell and pitch to them right away for the first, 4 or 5, say 6 emails. You're just sharing information. You might at the end later say, I'm doing this class. If you're interested, don't make it a sales pitch. Just make it more about inviting them to engage with you over here. So that's kind of what today I really want to talk about this. I have another one, a project that is dear to my heart I'm working on, but I can show you that one too. So this give you a better visual aspect to what to look at when you're creating your strategy. So there's my, I'll share this other one just because it's a project. It's not necessarily a business, but it's a project, but same information. So it's like saying, okay, we have who are the people that are going to take advantage of this service or project, and what, who are they? What is that I'm, what is the project about? It's a container town, carbon neutral. That's what it's about. So who's going to want to be a take advantage of this? So I'm looking at seniors, first-time home buyers, people that are unhoused, doula homes, like a give, doula giver only have a doula home for guests. And then you have a little bit more information about the what. So the house size is this, just some ideas I'm thinking about, but I'm not sure. But it gives me an idea to keep them fresh in my mind. And then why? Because it'll be totally off grid. And becoming more of a positive contribution to society and to humanity. So, and it, to be a lot more affordable than what it is, especially in the Bay Area. And also to help people be self-sufficient. It's a community benefit. And where I, you know, availability of land. So this is still, haven't found the land yet, but still working on it. And then other ideas I've come up with that I want to add to it. So like, it could be the microgrid, the water supply, you know, all these things you got to think about. But as I keep adding things, as I think about, then it helps me create a better visual. So when I go to write my plan, I can say this and this. And when you write your plan, you want to be able to be sure where you get your information from, your research. Where'd you find your research from? Okay, so, you know, these are some of the wish list things to have in the yellow. About the wish list, things that to have in the community. And why would they do that? Back to why up here. So why is more down here? Make a life, have different ideas. These are all just different ideas. So people can make a life by doing different things, whether it's food services, maybe they want to have a garden, maybe they want to do arts, maybe they want to have a farm and butcher their own animals, you know. So these are just some of the things. So I hope this gives you enough idea about what we've been talking about all week, about the who, what, when, where, and why. And so tomorrow, I'd like you to come up with your presentation about how you, what you created. And like I said, it doesn't have to be big and expensive like mine, but you can come up with something that that would help you. So any questions so far?
No, it's pretty self-explanatory.
more homework. So that's basically what I want to talk to you about today. It was just about creating the strategy. Now that you've got the components of the strategy, now you can put it into place. And so part of that is, you know, if you create it visually, because if you're creative, you're likely more visual, and you want to see pictures or you want to see something, right? It's like putting together your, you know, you ever done mastermind or you ever done visual boards, right? It's kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. only it's just a little more succinct. So anyway, so that's the homework for tomorrow. And that's all you need to do for day three. If you have any other questions or challenges you're facing with right now, you're all caught up with your homework or things you want to talk about that you need questions for or answers for? No? Okay. Everybody's good. Okay, great.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're okay. I know it's a lot of work, but once you get it started and done, you're going to find that it'd be so much more beneficial to you. And plus, and then also, if you're looking at further expanding your business, there is another program that we're running. It's called the Small Business Startup. And what it does is help you write up your business plan. That's for people that want more support in writing up their business plan. Because usually what we find is when I mentor people is that they drop off as soon as we say, well, if you want a loan, you have to get a business plan. Oh, you know, don't you do it for me? I'm like, no. But, you know, what we'll do with you in this new program called the Startup CEO Program is that we'll work with you to get your business plan up and running. It is an in-person event. It's in Sacramento. It is for once a month. We meet for 3 hours. So it's just something to consider, to think about as you're, you know, if you wanted additional help with that and kind of go from there. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. No questions. So we're going to close out and have fun making your mind map and putting together your strategy and making your presentation tomorrow. Looking so forward to see what you guys create. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.